Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the birth of the astronomer and mathematician who used celestial mechanics to discover the planet Neptune. Urbain Jean-Joseph Lavarier was born on the 11th of March 1811 at Saint-Lô in France. At the age of 26, he was appointed a teacher of astronomy at the École Polytechnique in Paris, and immediately after his appointment, he began an intensive study of the motion of Mercury. He compiled extensive tables detailing the planet's motion. By 1845, Lavarier had become interested in the motion of the planet Uranus. Uranus did not have the orbit scientists expected it to have, based on their mathematical calculations, and Lavarier set out to determine why. Through mathematical calculations, he predicted the presence of another planet beyond Uranus. The gravitational pull of this planet would explain its unusual motion, and Lavarier gave his calculations to the astronomer Johann Gottfried Galle at the Berlin Observatory. Using Lavarier's calculations, Galle and his colleague Heinrich der Est were able to observe the planet within 1 degree of the predicted location. Lavarier expected to be declared the sole discoverer of Neptune, but around the same time, John Couch Adams, an English mathematician, had accomplished the same feat. There was, and to an extent still is, controversy over the apportionment of credit for this discovery. However, there is no ambiguity to the discovery claims of Lavarier, Galle, and der Est. Adams' work was begun earlier than Lavarier's, but was finished later and was unrelated to the actual discovery. Not even the briefest account of Adams' predicted orbit was published until more than a month after Galle and der Est's visual confirmation. Indeed, Adams made full public acknowledgement of Lavarier's priority and credit when he gave his paper to the Royal Astronomical Society in November 1846. In 1854, Lavarier became director of the Observatory of Paris at the time when the observatory was in decay. Lavarier re-established the observatory as a place where good science was taking place, and he often used very tough measures to achieve this. As a consequence, a storm of protest led to his removal as director in 1870, but he was reinstated in 1873 when his successor accidentally drowned. Lavarier died in Paris in 1877 on September the 23rd, but he'll always be remembered as the man who discovered a planet with the point of his pen. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.